到他爬进去以后才发现呢、啊。哦，原来里面的是这么水深火热哈、哦，非常痛苦。
Once inside, they realized that it is a totally different world.
又急急忙忙的又要爬出来。
Therefore, they eagerly want to climb out.
甚至于啊，悔不当初。
But even they regret their very first action of getting married.
所以到底结婚是好还是不好
？So is marriage a wonderful thing or not?
这个很难讲。
It is difficult to say.
婚姻美满的人呢、啊，就说结婚很好。
For those of a happy marriage, they say marriage is a wonderful thing.
当初啊，为什么不早一点结婚呢
？They would say, why didn't I get married earlier?
结婚不好的人呢、啊，认为他很后悔。
For those who have a bad marriage, they said they regret that they ever got married.
当初啊，我为什么瞎了眼睛呢、啊，去爱上他了
？They would say I was blind to fall in love with the person.
弄得今天呢、啊，啊这样子。痛苦，痛不欲生哈。
Because of this, now I am very troubled.
中国人有两句话哈，同音不同义哈，很奇妙。
There's a Chinese saying, two of the words are homonyms.
这两句话叫家是家，家是家啊。第一个家是木字旁，一个加减的加，就是枷锁。家是家啊。那第二个家呢，是人字旁，一个加美的加，音相同了。家是家，家是家。但是一个是枷锁，一个是枷美，所以这个枷到底是枷锁呢还是枷美呢，这个又是见仁见智。
There's a Chinese saying that a house is like a bondage, another house is full of happiness. So which is which?
我最近看了一本书啊，他说在一个金婚的筵席上啊。
I recently read a book, The Banquet at a Golden Anniversary.
结婚五十年呢、啊、叫金婚啊。
When you have married for 50 years, it's called a golden anniversary.
我不知道我们当中啊，哪一位是结婚了五十年了哈。
I don't know among us, who are celebrating the golden anniversary.
要过金婚呐、啊，可不简单哦。啊，最少要结婚五十年以上。
And it is not easy to celebrate 50th anniversary.
年龄嘛，大概也都七十多岁了。
Because you have to be around the age of 70.
那在这个金婚的筵席上啊，有好多对的这个主角啊。老翁啊，老太太在那边。
And during this feast of celebrating the golden anniversary, there is a journalist who was very curious, who was wondering why they're so happy and they're still alive.
啊，所以他就去找一个比较漂亮的、胖胖的、白白的，看起来蛮幸福的样子啊。去采访他。
So he decided to approach a couple that looks very happy.
他先问那个老先生啊。
He first asked the husband.
请问老先生啊，你结婚五十年来啊，可不可以告诉我这个婚姻的幸福的秘诀在哪里
？He asked him, since you've been married for 50 years, can you tell me the secrets of your happiness?
这位老先生啊，叹了口气，摇摇头。
This husband sighed and shook his head.
没有什么秘诀啦。
He said there are no secrets.
就是天天散步啦。
You have to take walks every day.
你为什么天天散步
？Says and he asked why are you walking every day.
因为我差不多哦，每天都跟太太吵架。
And he said I quarrel with my wife almost every day.
一吵架我出去散步了。
And after quarrel I would go out for a walk.
这一散步到心平气和了，我才回家。
And I'll take a walk until I feel calm, and then I'll return home.
那个时候气也没有了。
After that, I am no longer angry.
那太太也煮了早餐在等了。
And my wife will have already prepared a meal waiting for me.
就两个人一起吃了。
And we will be eating together.
刚刚的不愉快也忘记了。
We have already forgotten our unhappiness.
那因为天天吵架，天天散步，这无形之中就健康起来了。
And because we quarrel every day, and I'm taking walks every day, therefore I'm healthy.
饭也吃得下。也能睡得早。
I can eat, I can sleep.
哦，原来是这样子的。
So that is the case.
幸福的婚姻就是吵架散步出来的。
A happy marriage is based on quarrels.
那他很好奇啊，就问了这位太太。
And the journalist was curious, and he asked the wife.
那你呢？你为什么也这么好看呢？这么健康啊、
？What about you? You look very healthy.
他说啊，天天吵架，他出去散步哦，我可受不了了。
She said, since we quarrel every day, he takes a walk.
我就拿着拖把，把这个地板啊，当作我的丈夫啊，好好的拖。 所有的气就发在地板上。
So I would take a mop and mop the floor, and I would take all my anger on the floor.
所以我每天都把地板擦得亮亮的。
Therefore, every day I would mop the floor.
越生气啊，擦得越亮。
The more I'm angry, the cleaner the floor is.
这样无形中啊，运动啊，身体也好了。
And therefore, this is how I exercise and how I'm healthy.
啊，气也消了。
And my angers are gone.
就准备早餐了。
And then I'll prepare a meal.
就这样吃了，所以我也胖起来了。
And that's how I am also very healthy.
哦，他一听呢，原来幸福的婚姻呢，就是擦地板来的。
And then he heard a happy marriage is based on mopping the floor.
他想了一想，这一对大概不太标准，因为太这一对太幸福了。他去找一对瘦瘦巴巴的，黑黑的，好像要死不活的那种人了，去找那一对了。
He next went to seek for a couple that looks very skinny.
他问老先生，老先生啊，恭喜你啊，你结婚50年了啊、哦、身体看起来不太好哈、哦，那你婚姻过得怎么样啊
？He went up to the husband and said, "Congratulations on your golden anniversary. May I know or why are you, so happily married?"
老先生说啊，还好啦，还好。
He said, "My marriage is okay."
但是一直气喘啊，一直气喘。
But I would always hyperventilate.
他说你是怎么了？
Says what is wrong?
他说哦，我跟太太结婚了，差不多天天呐、啊、都在吵架。
Since I've married my wife, we have been quarreling every day.
一吵啊，我就很生气。
And then each time I quarrel, I'm angry.
但是想到这个面子问题啊，所以我还是忍呐、啊，忍呐、啊，忍耐呐、啊，一直吞呐、啊，忍呐、啊，吞呐、啊，忍呐、啊，这50年呢、啊，一天天吞，天天忍呐、啊，所以变成气喘病了。
Because I want to save my face, and therefore I have to take all the anger, and because of that, I am hyperventilating.
他说：“哦，那真是很不幸啊。”
And he says, "This is very unfortunate."
那就去问那老太太啊。
And went to ask the wife.
那你怎么了？你怎么过的
？How did you spend your 50 years?
他说啊，他脾气比较好，可以吞，可以忍呐、啊，我可忍不了啊。
And therefore she said that my husband is good temper, he can bear it all.
所以每天吵架，我都气得咬牙切齿，你看现在剩下2颗牙了。
But I can, therefore, every time I quarrel, I'm very angry, and now I have only 2 teeth
left.
哦，
原来他才知道这个美满的婚姻是这样子咬牙切齿咬过来的。
And therefore he felt that a happy marriage is based on endurance.
那我想我们基督徒的婚姻呢、啊、如果也像这样擦地板呢、啊、啊这个得气喘病呢、啊、那就太不幸了。
And I believe if we Christians have such a marriage, then this is unfortunate.
所以我想这个基督徒的婚姻呢，应该是比较积极一点呢、啊，比较光明面的了。
I think a Christian marriage should be more active.
你看那个圣经呢、啊，从创世纪第一章到启示录最后一章，都在谈婚姻的问题。
If you read Genesis chapter 1 to the very last book of Revelation, the last chapter.
所以哈、哦。这个婚姻问题是很重要的。
You find that most of them is about marriage.
所以圣经到处都有夫妻之道。
Therefore, everywhere in the Bible, it gives us teachings on marriage.
那我下午啊，就根据这个彼得讲的这一段呢、啊，我们来谈谈看。
And this afternoon, I'll be based on what Peter said.
因为到底彼得是有结过婚的人。
And then Peter was a married man.
我们看他怎么指导我们。
Let's see how he had instructed us.
请看彼得前书第三章第一节。
Let's look at First Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节到第七节这一段圣经呢，就在谈夫妻之道。
Verse 1 to verse 3 is teachings of husbands and wives.
那从第一节到第六节，就是教导做妻子的人。
Verse 1 to verse 6 are instructions for the wives.
第七节是谈到做丈夫的人。
Verse 7 is a verse for the husbands.
所以我说第一节到第七节啊，就谈到夫妻之间的关系。
Therefore, I say verse 1 to verse 6 is about husbands and wives.
那这一段圣经呢很长。
These verses are long.
但是讲了几个重点。
But it gives us several important points.
那我们下午啊，就根据这一段哈，我们来谈谈夫妻之间有什么关系，应该怎么彼此对待。
For this afternoon, I'll use this afternoon to discuss the relationship between husbands and wives.
好，先看第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verses 1 and 2.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样，若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。啊，这里谈到做妻子的。要顺服丈夫。
These verses says that wives must be submissive to their husbands.
那这样子，虽然她的丈夫不信耶稣，
this way, though the husband is a non-Christian,
也不去听道理，
neither do they go to attend services,
却可以因为妻子的好品德被感化过来。
But they may be won by the behavior of their wives.
所以彼得告诉我们，夫妻之间呢，第一个关系呀，就是要彼此感化啊。
Therefore, the first relationship between husband and wife is to win one another.
神配合这个婚姻呢，很奇妙。
God has matched everyone up.
我们常常发现呢，如果丈夫很安静呢，那妻子就比较活泼。
We see that if a husband is quiet, then the wife is very active.
所以你看，有些人呢，那个客人来到家里哈，丈夫一句话都没有讲，哇，妻子忙上忙下的，招呼这个，招呼那个，这个就是绝配的。
And you see that in some family, the husband may be quiet and the wife are the ones busy, and therefore we see this is a perfect match.
再看，你看有些男人呐、啊，慢吞吞的，哎，女人就很急性子了哈。
And you see there are some husbands who are quite slow, and their wife is quick temper.
那一个慢一个快要怎么配呢？就是要感化。
And how do we match them up? They have to try to change one another.
所以这个慢的人呢，就要快一点点。
So the one who is slow must fasten.
那个急性子的就要慢一点点。
The one who is quick tempered must try to slow down.
那这之间呢，要怎么去配合啊？就是感化的问题。
How do we match them? They have to change by themselves.
好像有的夫妻之间呢，有的是外向，有一个是内向。
For example, some husbands and some wives, they are very active.
有些人呢、啊，男人一看客人来了，就满面通红啊，甚至躲起来了，不敢见面。
There are some spouses when they see that their guests, visitors, their house, they would hide themselves.
但是常常这样下去也不可以呀、啊。
But this cannot go on.
那彼得这里谈的是信仰的感化。
Here Peter is talking about winning your spouse over by your faith.
就是夫妻之间有一个没有信耶稣。
Which means there is one spouse who is a non-Christian.
那么另外一个用好的品德把他感化过来。
And the other one can be won over by the behavior.
这一点呢，我们当中啊还有好些夫妻啊不是一起信主的。
And among us, there are many couples who are not Christians.
这是对我们更重要的。
And therefore, this is an important teaching.
这个夫妻因为天天在见面呢，同一个屋檐下生活。
Because husbands and wives see each other every day.
所以我们信耶稣以后有没有进步，有没有改变呢？你的另一半的感受最深。
Because you live together, therefore, whether you have changed after you have converted to Christianity, the other spouse can see.
所以我们为了要引导另一半来信主哦，我们一定啊，先信主的这一边呢，一定要品德更好、更进步才可以。
Therefore, in order to win the other over to our faith, we have to have good behavior.
那除了这个信仰的感化之外。
Other than to win them over by your faith,
还有这个行为的感化。
Next is to change the conduct.
有的丈夫有不好的习惯。
Some husbands have bad habits.
比如说喜欢酗酒。
For example, some likes to drink.
或者是喜欢抽烟。
Some like to smoke.
你不能一直骂他，骂他没有用的。
You cannot always rebuke them.
这往往要靠感化。
You need to win them over.
你骂他，你吸烟呢、啊？我要吸二手烟，你要害死我啊！
You ever say, I'm taking a secondhand smoke. Do you want to kill me?
你吸烟呢、啊，会得肺癌啊！你会早一点死，我会做寡妇啊！
If you smoke, you will have lung cancer and you will die, and I will be a widow.
这骂这个没有用。
It is pointless to say these.
你要想办法怎么样去感化他不吸烟。
You must try to change him to change him not to smoke.
有什么代替品？
What is some other substitute?
有什么好办法？
What is another good way?
不是骂出来的啦，不可能。
Rebuking them is no has is useless.
但是也不能消极的方法。
But you cannot do it passively.
就好像一个太太啊，说先生喜欢抽烟啊，屡劝不听，好了，我也跟你抽了，我就跟他抽啊。
A wife cannot follow the example of a husband by following him smoking.
抽到最后比先生还凶啊。
And to the very end, she'll be smoking more cigarettes than the husband.
抽到最后，一直抽那个名牌的哈，很贵哦。
And she'll be smoking a famous brand.
一天还抽一包。
And they'll be smoking a packet a day.
抽起烟来还会吐出来，还会一圈一圈的哈。
And you can even breathe out rings.
哇，丈夫看得很不习惯的。
And then your husband will feel very awkward.
你这个像什么女人呐？
You're no longer like a woman.
我男人抽烟是男人，那你女人怎么可以抽烟呢？
A man has to smoke, but what about women?
最后啊，先生啊，痛下决心改掉了，反而太太啊染上了，改不掉。
And finally, the husband decided to quit while the wife still smoked.
所以不能用抽烟来戒他的烟呐，这个是不对的。
Therefore, smoking to change your husband is not a good way.
所以圣经明明讲，你要用贞洁的品性、敬畏的心。 把他感化过来。
Therefore, the Bible says that you must win him over by the behavior.
还有是性格也是一样，性格。
So is personalities.
一个不讲话，一个喜欢讲话。
One likes to talk, the other is quiet.
我们现在在美国有一个年长老啊。
And in the States, we have.
他有一天对我这样讲啊，讲得很不客气哈。
One day he said to me quite frankly.
那他说陈长老，如果现在你还二十几岁，我一定。重新听你介绍一个太太哈，比较活泼一点，因为你爱讲，你太太太近了。
And he said to me,
你们两个配不起来。
He said to me, if you are 20 years old now, I will probably match up with another wife because you like to talk and your wife is too quiet.
没有想到林长老竟然对我这样说了。
I never thought that Elder Lin would say this to me.
我说林长老你错了。
I said you're wrong.
好在我讲话他听了，如果两个都喜欢讲话，那谁要听呢？
It's good that I talk and she listens. Otherwise, both of us talk.
你有没有看到夫妻吵架就是两个人一直讲啊？你不听我，我不听你，所以吵起来啊。
You see that when husbands and wife quarrel, they both talk at the same time.
那假如一个静静的听，一个一直讲啊，不会吵的，不会。
If one listens and the other talks, then there will never be an argument.
就是因为我讲你也讲，我大声你也大声，所以才吵起来嘛。
And an argument arises because both parties are talking.
所以我们福建话说，钱不能一笔单呐，没有两个钱笔不会锵锵锵的。
And therefore, we have a saying that without two coins, you can never make a noise.
所以这个感化一定要多方面的。
Therefore, to win someone over, it comes in many.
尤其啊，个人的性格不同。
Especially, we have different personalities.
从小啊，在大家庭、小家庭这样长大起来。
And each of us grew up in our own family.
一下子你要把他的性格转变过来，可不是那么简单的。
And it is not easy to change a person's personality.
你喜欢吃面，我喜欢吃面粉啊，这个米粉啊，又不同。
We may like different food.
你不能天天煮面呐、啊，你有偶尔也要炒炒米粉呐、啊。
You can't cook your favorite food every day.
这样慢慢的 偶然有一天呐、啊，你把米粉跟面炒在一起、啊，那不就好了吗？
And perhaps one day you may want to mix your favorite dishes together.
这个感化不是用你的立场去想。
To win over a spouse is not just looking at it from your own point of view.
有时候你要花很大的苦心。
Sometimes you need to put your heart into it.
有一个太太就是很气啊，她的丈夫都不讲话。
There was a wife who was very angry that her husband doesn't speak.
一回家来啊，就是翘起二郎腿啊，就看报纸。
And every time he comes home from work, he would sit down and start
reading paper. 要不然呢，就盯着电视一直看一直看。
Or he would start staring at the TV set.
太太穿漂亮衣服，他也看不到看一眼啊。
The wife would be wearing beautiful clothes, and he wouldn't even take a look.
今天呢、啊，刚好做了头发，哦，一个是加币500块头发，一点巧都不巧。
Perhaps the husband doesn't even notice that the wife has a different hairstyle.
啊，当然他很气了、
啊。Therefore, the wife was angry.
不讲话，这是人的个性。
The husband does not talk.
你要让他怎么讲话？
How do you want him to talk?
这就是感化的问题哦。
This is what we meant by winning over.
所以有一个太太啊，看到先生一直坐在那边，已经坐三个多小时，连动都不动的。
This wife saw that husband was on the couch for more than 3 hours.
她想这个丈夫到底怎么了？那连动不动哈、啊。
The husband does not even move an inch.
就故意在前面呢、啊、扫地。
Therefore, she purposely began to sweep the floor.
他还是不动的。
And he doesn't move at all.
那扫到他的脚，他故意碰他的脚。
She purposely tried to sweep under his feet.
他就把脚啊拿到桌子上来。
He moved his feet onto the table, and she continued to sweep.
哦，他很生气，最后啊，在他的前面那个抽屉哈、啊，把那个抽屉搬出来，放在前面来。
And finally, she took out a drawer and placed it in front of him.
拼命找哦，找。
Pretend that she is looking for something.
这样找那个抽屉找30分钟了。
And she was digging inside the drawer.
那个先生很有耐性的、啊，一句话都不讲。
And husband didn't say a word.
最后这个先生实在忍不住，你找什么
？Finally, the husband said, "What are you looking for?"
太太高兴地拍手，找到了。
And the wife was very happy. She said, "I found it."
你找到什么
？What have you found?
你的声音。
I found your voice.
你看那个这个太太为了要他出一声啊，找半个小时。
And you see that the wife wanted the husband to speak was looking for it for 30 minutes.
后来这个先生他也自己认为不对啊，真的，我这样不对了，所以从此以后，半个小时会出一声。
And the husband realizing that he is in the wrong, he decided to speak for every 30 minutes.
这个太太是用心良苦哦。
And this wife has really done her best.
所以彼得这样讲没有错，你要用好的品性。 把他感化过来。
Therefore, Peter is right by saying that you must win them over by your behavior.
尤其信仰的问题啊，更要这样子。
Especially regarding your faith.
我们当中啊，有好多夫妻啊，还没有全完全信主的。
There are among us couples who are non-Christians.
你要记住哈，用贞洁的品性、好的品德，才能感化丈夫或者妻子。
You must remember that to win over your spouse, you must do it by your good behavior.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
好，现在我们看第三节。
Let's read.
这谈到第二点啊。
Regarding the second point.
第三节说：“你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰。”这在神面前是极宝贵的。第五节。
Five.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿。这个第三节到第六节啊，就谈到一个问题哈，就是彼此欣赏。
Verse 3 to 6 tells us that you must appreciate one another.
这里彼得劝女人啊，要用温柔安静的心来装饰。
Here Peter said that women must adorn themselves with a gentle and quiet spirit.
第五节要用圣洁来装饰。
Verse 5 says they must adorn themselves with holiness.
还有顺服为装饰。
And they must be submissive.
就好像撒拉听从亚伯拉罕。
It is to follow the example of Sarah obeying Abraham.
那么第三节说不要以辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Verse 3 says, "Do not adorn yourself with braiding of hair, decoration of gold, and wearing of fine clothing."
这个第三节哈，我们以前的老前辈啊，尤其我们老一辈的传道人呐、啊，很强调这一节圣经。
Our older generation of pastors used to emphasize this verse.
所以我妈妈那一辈哈，我妈妈那一辈啊，到教会来不敢戴金饰呢，不敢。
For the generation of my mother, when they come to church, they dare not wear any jewelry.
因为当时的老一辈的传道人呢、啊，就是根据这个圣经说哈、哦，我们不要穿太漂亮哈、哦、啊，金饰不要戴，所以很多弟姐妹啊，到教会来都穿的比较随便哦，那有什么金饰不敢戴的。
Therefore, the pastors during the generations strongly stress this verse, and therefore many sisters would not adorn themselves when they come to church.
其实啊。讲的人也没有说明清楚，那听的人也误会了。
And in fact, I think the pastors have not explained this detail.
所以变成到教会来啊，穿的随随便便，那赴宴席啊，穿的哇非常漂亮。
And therefore, many sisters would come to church dressing very casually, but going to a party, they would dress themselves up.
不要说啊，不要说我妈妈，我自己就这样子了。
Even I myself is a good example of this.
我十八岁进神学班。
When I was 18, I entered theological college.
我十九岁当传道。
I was a preacher at age 19.
我第一次被派到山地教会去啊，去当传道。
First time I was sent into an Aboriginal church.
那个会堂叫成功教会。
It was called the 成功 Church.
我要出发之前。
Before I leave.
总会的负责人告诉我说：“陈传道，你要把头发理光头，要理掉。”
Before I go, the preachers told me that I must shave my head.
我说为什么要理光头呢？
And I asked, why must I shave my head?
他说因为三弟的弟兄啊，通通理光头的。
And he said that the brothers in that church, they all
shave their head. 如果你留这种头发去，会让他们跌倒。
If you go like this, then you will make them fall.
因为四十多年前呐、啊，那个时候如果男人留这种头，都准备要犯罪了。
40
准备要犯罪哦。
If those men have hair, then they are going to commit a sin.
那女人呢、啊，一定是清汤挂面的，就是像这样子的，这样子，没有人烫头发的，没有。
Women are very plain. They have straight hair.
那个时候有一个传道人呢、啊，姓陈哈、哦，他带了一把剪刀，随时检查哪一个姐妹烫头发就剪掉哦，真的是这样子。
At that time, there was a pastor Chen who brings the scissors everywhere he goes. He was ready to cut any sister's hair.
那么他就是根据这个不可以变头发这句话了。
And he did it according to what is written in this verse.
那当时那个环境呢、啊，也无可，因为当时那个环境真的是这样子。
And it was indeed like that.
所以那个时候，你看相片呢、啊，所有的姐妹没有一个烫头发的。
Therefore, if we look at the photographs, then you see that every sister have straight hair.
所有的弟兄啊，没一个留头发的，没有。
And every brother does not have. Every brother is bald.
在上帝啊。
This is in the Aboriginal
所以你看那个杨长老也是光头的。
Elder Young is also.
我现在看十九岁那个光头的我，看起来都好笑。
Now when I look in the picture of me at that time, I would even laugh.
可是啊，我们要知道彼得讲这句话绝对不是这个意思。
But we must know that this is not the intention of what Peter said.
彼得讲这句话要紧的是说你要注意里面的装饰的。
Peter is emphasizing that women must be aware of what they're wearing inside.
他绝对不是否认外面的装饰。
He is not denying that you should not adorn yourself outwardly.
他是在强调里面的装饰。
Rather, he's emphasizing what is inside.
但是因为我们讲的人啊，只有强调这个里面的啊，没有啊。强调这个外面的，没有重到讲到里面的，所以变成弟兄姊妹误会了。
But as pastors, they only emphasize on the outward; they did not emphasize on the inward. Therefore, many brothers and sisters had misunderstood this.
其实啊，夫妻之间一定要有适当的打扮。
But between husbands and wives, there must be an appropriate adornment.
我现在一直在想哦，这个夫妻之间呢、啊，如果太随便哈、哦。也不好。
I think if husbands and wives are too casual towards each other, it's not good.
我这个中国人呢、啊，刚好跟那个回教徒刚好相反。
We Chinese are totally different from the Muslims.
你看那个回教徒的女人呢、啊，一出门呢、啊，把全身都包住了。
We see that Muslim women when they go out.
穿长袖的啊、头也包起来，剩个两个眼睛。
They will wrap themselves.
他看到你，你看不到他。
They only leave the two eyes unwrapped. You can see them. They can see you, but you can't see them.
可是回到家里。
But when they go home.
他把头巾拿掉了。
They took off the veil.
她的秀发给先生看的。
Their hairs only their husbands can look at their hair.
她那个美丽的容貌给先生看的。
Only the face, only the beautiful face can be seen by the husband.
外面去啊，你不要想看她，你没有办法。
When you go out, you can never see them, see their face.
中国的女人刚好相反。
And the Chinese women are totally.
最好看的给别人看。
They will show their best to others.
一旦回到家来啊，乱七八糟了。
When they go home, they will then dress poorly.
满了头发、啊，什么一大堆东西呀、啊，啊，看都不能看的。
They will have curlers in their hairs.
那个粉末什么都擦掉了，脸都白白的哈、啊。
And they will wash all the makeup off. So
别的男人一直欣赏你好的一面，啊，回家就是让先生看最不好看的，啊。
When they go out, they let other men see their beauty, but when they go home, they let
所以
哈、
哦，我认为彼得的意思啊，绝对不是叫我们不要打扮，不是。
So I believe that Peter's not saying that we should not adorn ourselves.
尤其夫妻之间呢、啊，绝对不要太过随便。
Especially between husbands and wives, we should not be too casual with each other.
你想想看，我们在外面所看的人呢、啊，都是很漂亮的。
Look at the people outside; they have dressed beautifully.
那回到家里看到你这个人，所以难怪说黄脸婆啊，就是这样子。
And when they go home, they see the wife in that condition; they wouldn't like it.
适当的打扮 是需要的。
An appropriate adornment is necessary.
你看我虽然长得不漂亮，但是我领带一戴，西装一穿，还是可以看的，是不是
？Look at me, even though I'm not handsome, but when I wear my suit and
一旦我把西装脱掉，领带拿掉了，就不中看了。
If I take off my suit and take off my tie, I'm not beautiful anymore.
一个人呢、啊，还是需要适当的打扮。
If a person needs appropriate adornment.
那你没有打扮，怎么欣赏呢？
If you have not adorned yourself, how can anybody?
因此，这个第二点呢、啊，彼得就是告诉我们，夫妻之间要彼此欣赏。既然要欣赏，就要适当的打扮。
Here, Peter is saying that we must appreciate each other. To appreciate each other, we need appropriate adornment.
但是偏偏有些夫妻啊，就是很笨啊，不晓得欣赏。
But there are some husbands and wives who do not appreciate each other.
其实啊，今天太太啦、啊、丈夫啦、啊，已经打扮的差不多了，但是一句赞美都没有。我们跟外国人比也、啊、不能比、啊，很难比啊。
Their husbands or wives may have adorned themselves, yet there is not a single word of praise.
人家这个外国人一看到这个哈、哦、啊，是的，你今天很漂亮啊，你怎么样啊？我们就是不会啊。
When you see Caucasians, when they see one another, they would praise them.
就当作没有看见一样。
Often we would just ignore it.
菜煮得很好吃
you have prepared a wonderful dish
就是拼命吃肉吃到这个碗底朝天的
you can eat it all your life
但是一句赞美都没有
but you will not say a word of praise
有的话就怎么办这咸、煮得这么烂、就会讲这样的、好的都不出口
anything would come up your mouth it would be complaints
所以这个欣赏啊一定要有智慧哦
Therefore, you need wisdom to appreciate.
这个就是圣经教训我们的。
This is how the Bible is teaching us.
要有高度的智慧。
You need wisdom.
还要加上有欣赏的眼光。
And furthermore, you need to know how to appreciate.
否则的话，你难啊，很难的讲出赞美的话来。
Otherwise, it is very difficult for you to praise anyone.
我常常告诉那个新婚的夫妻啊，读雅歌。
I often tell the newlyweds to read a song.
这个雅歌哈、哦，就是指导夫妻之间呢、啊，用怎么样的角度去欣赏。
Song of Solomon teaches the newlyweds how to appreciate each other.
所以他们这个犹太人哈、哦，读雅歌的人呢、啊，一定要新郎啊，在赞美新娘的。
Here the bridegroom is praising the bride.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在陡岩的隐秘处，求你容我见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。这个是新郎讲的话。
This is what the bridegroom said.
新郎说你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
The groom says your voice is sweet, your face is comely.
再看第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我的妹子，我的心腹，你夺了我的心，你用眼一看，用你项上的一条金链夺了我的心。我的妹子，我的心腹，你的爱情何其美，你的爱情比酒更美，你膏油的香气胜过一切的香品。这个都是新郎在赞美新娘的哦。
These are how the groom praise the bride.
那现在你想想看哦，假如这个新娘没有带一条金链，他怎么去欣赏他那条金链呢？
And just think about it, if the bride is not wearing this golden necklace, then how can the groom appreciate
her? 假如这个新娘啊，没有去洒香水啊，他怎么会说你的膏油香气胜过香品呢？
And if the bride did not put on perfume, then how can the groom say that the fragrance of your oil and any spice is
怎么会说你的爱情比酒更美呢？
And how can he say that your love is sweeter than wine?
所以你这样看就知道这个新娘是有相当打扮的。
From here we see that the bride has adorned herself.
最起码我们已经看到项上有一条金链吧。
At the very least, we see that she's wearing a necklace.
最起码我们也看到她洒过香水。
And we know that she has put on fragrance.
再看第五章。
Let's read chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这是新娘对新郎讲的。
This is a praise to the groom from the bride.
说我的良人白而且红，超乎万人之上。你看，这个新娘子说我的良人超乎万人呐、啊，我得天独厚啊，最美的，最好的。
Here the bride says that my beloved is distinguished among 10,000.
是又白又红。
He is radiant and ruddy.
这样一讲啊，那难怪新郎很高兴啊。
And when she say this, of course, the groom is happy.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他的头像晶晶的金子，他的头发厚密累垂，黑如乌鸦。头发像乌鸦那么乌了，那么黑呀、啊，很漂亮。
His hair is as black as a raven.
十二节说他的眼睛像鸽子眼，不是像鸽子眼那么小了，是像鸽子眼那么清澈美丽的。
Verse 12 says his eyes are like doves, not as small as a dove, but as beautiful as a dove's eyes.
十四节他的两手好像金管呢。
14 his arms are round and gold.
还有他的身体像象牙。
His body is ivory work.
哇、哦，这个都形容得很美。
A beautiful description.
所以你读雅歌来看哦，这新郎跟新妇就是我赞美你，你赞美我，就是彼此欣赏。
If you have read songs of Solomon, you know that the groom and the bride would praise each other.
我想啊，这个就是维持啊幸福婚姻的秘诀。
I believe this is the secret to having a happy marriage.
所以彼得的时代啊，他已经指导我们要彼此欣赏。
Therefore, during the time of Peter, he has already instructed us to appreciate one another.
夫妻的结合哈。是接纳一个人、啊、不是接纳一部分而已。
The coming together of husband and wife is to accept the whole person.
你既然跟这个人结婚了
，Since you have married to this person,
你就要整个人把他接纳过来。
You must accept the whole person.
包括他的优点跟缺点
，including his good and her good and bad points.、
有的人说哇，你的美丽我很欣赏，但是你的骄傲我不接受，不可以啊！ So, 你要接受他的美丽，你就要接受他的骄傲。
Some would say,
因为他。这两样是在他身上的。
Some say you're beautiful, but I cannot stand your pride. But this is impossible. You have to accept.
我接纳你的英俊潇洒，但是你不会赚钱。你要我英俊潇洒，你就要接受我这个贫穷的啊贫穷人呐、啊。看你要哪一样啊。
Sometimes a girl would say, I adore your handsome face, but I do not like the fact that you're poor.
因为你爱这个人，就包括他的优点跟缺点在里面。
Because you love a person, you have to accept both the good and bad points.
所以人家说婚姻呢、啊，好像吃这个。满汉全席啊，不是吃自助餐呐、
啊。Some says
自助餐是自己选的，我喜欢就选，这全席就是一起来的。
Some says that a marriage is like taking a full course meal, not a buffet.
这一点在我们结婚之前就要觉悟了。
We must know this point before we get
married. 如果你爱这个人
，If you love this person,
你想要跟他结婚
，If you want to marry this person,
你就要考虑包括他的优点、缺点在里面。
You must think about his or her good points and bad points.
因为你不能把这个人的优缺点分开啊，把优点拉过来，缺点除去，不可能。
Because you cannot separate the good and bad points, and only want the good ones and discard the bad ones.
那既然这样子啊，他的缺点你就要去欣赏，用某个角度去欣赏他。
Since this is the case, you have to learn to appreciate even the bad points.
为什么说缺点可以欣赏呢？
Why do we say we can appreciate the bad points?
就好像这个月亮啊，圆圆的，很漂亮。
Just like the moon, it's very beautiful when it's full.
但是缺一角也蛮漂亮的。
But when it's in a crescent, it's still
beautiful. 你有没有看到那个月亮啊，缺的像一个眉毛，也很漂亮啊。
Have you ever seen a crescent moon? It is also beautiful.
虽然它缺了一大块，但是还蛮漂亮的。
Even though it is only a portion of the full thing, it is still beautiful.
有些女人啊，哦，皮肤很美哦。很美，但是有一点黑的也蛮漂亮的，所以有些都故意去点一点，这就是缺陷美。
There are some women, though they may be very fair, but they have a mold. But even those mold can be beautiful.
那每个人有他的优点，也有他的缺点。
And everyone has the virtue. They have bad points
together. 所以用智慧去欣赏。
Therefore, we must use wisdom to appreciate them.
啊，我来说一个见证哈。
Give you a testimony.
有一个传道，有一个神学生啊，传以后现在当传道了哈。这个神学生啊，在读神学的时候
，There was once a theological student while in school.
那因为也到结婚年龄了。
Since he was at the age, he was of coming age.
所以啊，应该结婚的了。
Therefore, he should get married.
那刚好这个神学生呢，在的那个地方啊，有很多的这个总会的办事员女生啊。
And where this brother was, there are many sisters who are working for
这个神学生哦，长得胖胖的、黑黑的、矮矮的。
This brother, he was chubby. He was short. He was quite dark.
另外那个姐妹跟他结婚那个姐妹哈，长得高高的、白白的、漂漂亮亮的。
The sister who married him was tall, skinny, and fair.
从外表上呢，怎么配也配不起来。
If you look at them from the outer appearance, they're not a good match.
一白一黑。一瘦一胖，一高一矮，怎么配呢
？You see that one is chubby, one is skinny, one is tall, one is short, one is fair.
所以哈，我们天天跟那个神学生在一起上课，我们都没有感动啊，没有人替他介绍，没有一个也没有。
Therefore, when we are with the student, no one ever thought about matching him up.
但是很奇妙，就偏偏安排一个国外的传道回到台湾去。
But it just happened that an overseas preacher came back to Taiwan.
还是一个年轻传道。
And he was a young preacher.
他一第一天回来就看，哎，这个弟兄啊，跟这个很配，他就有这种感动了。
The very first day when he came back and saw the brother and sister, he felt that these two are a good match.
我们天天在一起的十几个长老，只是没有人感动，就是这个国外的传道回来，一看就感动了，说这个人两个人最配。
We the preachers and elders around him, we haven't realized that they're a good match. Only this preacher.
然后啊，传道就跟这个神学生讲了，哎，我来替你介绍这个我们总会这个姐妹好不好
？And this preacher says, I would like to introduce your sister from the GA.
哦，这个神学生很满意啊，当然满口啊，感谢主，感谢主，哈，感谢主就是好了。
And the brother says, thank God, which means yes.
哇，这个传道还很天真啊，哦，已经成功一半了哈。没有想到困难在那边呢。
This preacher was happy. He thought that he had passed half of the test.
那个传道就准备一个时间呢，就跟这个姐妹讲。
Therefore, the pastor took some time to talk to the sister.
姐妹啊，我替你介绍一个婚事哈。
He says, "I'd like to match you up."
啊，姐妹说谢谢你哈。
The sister said, "Thank you."
啊，是谁呢
？Who is it？
就是我们那个神学生某某人嘛。
It is that particular theological student.
这不用看，因为天天在见面嘛，不用想就知道了。
You don't need to see him. You have seen him every day.
他就一下子回答不出来。
The sister was speechless.
没有回答，没有声音呢。
She did not say anything.
那传道又讲一遍，就是某某神学生。
And the brother said again, "It's that such and such a person."
这个姐妹啊，摇头苦笑啊。也不回答。
The sister shook her head but didn't say anything.
您不同意啊？
Pastor says you do not
agree. 她还是笑笑摇头。
She smiled. She shook her head.
第一次被拒绝了。
That's the first rejection.
这个传道啊，一直想也想不通，为什么这么好的对象你会摇头？
The preacher was puzzled. Such a good match. Why did you say no?
以后啊，一个礼拜讲一次了。
And after that, every week, when he sees her, he would mention this again.
那神学生很好，有信心呐。
He would say that student is a wonderful person.
身体啊又健康。
He is strong. He is full of faith.
哦，品德又好。
He has a good personality.
你为什么不要呢
？Why don't you want him?
一直讲啊，一直讲，三个月很快就过去了。
Kept saying.
他回来回国三个月。
3 months later, he has to go.
最后一个礼拜
，the very last week，
他想这么配的婚姻呢、啊，为什么姐妹会不要
？He said to himself, such a perfect match. Why would she reject?
所以最后那个礼拜、啊，他加紧祷告。
The very last week, he prayed.
最后又给那个姐妹讲一次。
And finally, he said to her sister again.
说姐妹啊， 拜托了，你嫁给他。
He said, please marry him.
哇、哦，这个姐妹啊，真的很感动呢。
And the sister was very touched.
她说：“传道，好了，我祷告看看。
”And therefore she said, I will pray.
哦，传道很高兴，要祷告就有希望了。嗯。
The pastor thought to himself that if she's willing to pray, then there is a hope.
现在要讲的是很奇妙哦，那一天中午啊，下去地下室吃饭。
That afternoon when they went down for lunch.
其实不用看就知道是长得怎么样了。
They do not need to see each other. They know what each other.
可是自从答应传道要祷告看看，那个中午他就用眼睛偷瞄那个神学生，哎，胖起来又蛮可爱的，就有这种感动，还蛮可爱的。
That afternoon, she took a look at the brother and then she said, "Well, he is quite cute."
我说这个欣赏哦，也要神给我们一种感动。
Therefore, I say that you need God to move you to teach you how to appreciate.
中国人为什么说出情人眼中出西施呢？为什么这样说呢
？Why did some Chinese people says that the beauty is in your eye?
一旦欣赏了，就感觉到很美了。
Once you know how to appreciate, you can appreciate the beauty.
真的哦，在那个一个礼拜，真的答应了。
And indeed, she agreed to marry him in that final.
感谢主啊！现在两个孩子了。
Thank God, they have two children now.
有一天呢、啊，我到那个国外那个传道的家去。
One day I went to that overseas preacher.
他拿一张那个纸条给我看。
He gave me a slip of paper.
我一看是那个神学生写的切结书了，切结书啊，保证书了，神学生写的保证书啊。
I've seen that it is a guarantee written by the theological student.
我某某人在主面前保证一辈子爱我妻子，还签名盖章了、啊。我说我全世界第一次看到的。
The student wrote down the eyes such and such a person guaranteed that I will love my wife.
我说你为什么写这张
？I asked why did he write this slip.
他说是啊，因为姐妹很好啊，她长得不漂亮啊，那所以现在得到这个，我要保证你要永远爱她，所以他写这个切结书出来啊，保证书。我当做人到现在六十岁了哈，第一次看到这个保证书的，还是我们的神学生写出来的。
He wrote this paper because he thinks that his wife is too much, too good for him. Therefore, he wrote it down to promise that he will love her all his life.
那为什么这个姐妹会改变
？Why would the sister change?
我想这个当然是神的安排，没有错。
I believe this is a wonderful
arrangement of God. 可是她就用另外一个角度去欣赏他。
But she has appreciated him from a different angle.
虽然黑，却是秀美。
But even though he is dark, he's
lovely. 虽然胖，却是可爱。
Even though he's chubby, but he is cute.
而黑。就是健美啊
！He's dark, that shows he is healthy.
所以哈、哦，这个欣赏很重要了。
Therefore, it's important to appreciate.
那今天我们既然已经结婚了
，Now that you are married,
每个人都有每个人的缺点。
Everyone has their own bad points.
你天天看缺点呢，会气死的。
If you look at those every day, you will be very angry.
所以不妨啊，用另外一个角度去看他的优点。
So why don't you appreciate them from another angle?
就好像一个名人讲的，他娶了一个很凶很凶的太太，人家说你怎么受得了呢？他说这是稀有动物啊，全世界没有几个，就只有一个。
There was a famous man. Everybody would be questioning, how can you put up with your wife? She argues with you every day, but he said that she is an exotic animal.
你看那个国家对稀有动物特别保护、哦。
You see that how many nations will protect that endangered species.
人家就是欣赏全世界就这么一个，所以我要好好的爱啊。
And everybody will be appreciating the exotic animal, so I have this one.
所以哈、哦，这个夫妻的感情呢、啊、很难讲。
Therefore, it's very difficult to define the relationship.
不是说两个人都长得很美啊、很好啊就能相爱，不见得。
It's not necessary for both husband and wife to be beautiful.
所以我们常常说，这个一个圆呐、啊，不是刚好切两半合起来的夫妻呀、啊，不是这个圆呢是缺有缺点呐、啊，有缺，那慢慢磨，慢慢磨，才能加起来一个圆呐、
啊。We say that a circle it does not consist of all smooth edges. There are rough edges you have to smooth them out.
就是彼得告诉我们。
This is what Peter said in this verse.
你既然要让对方欣赏，你自己要打扮。
Since you want others to appreciate you, you have to adorn yourself.
那这个打扮，彼得是建议外面的跟里面的要同时注重。
But here Peter says that if you want to adorn yourself, you must adorn yourself both outwardly and inwardly.
外面不可以随便。
You cannot be very casual in
your outward appearance. 里面更要打扮。
And your inner self, you must even.
那这样里外都装饰了，当然了，我们就有的欣赏了。
If you have adorned yourself, then they can appreciate you.
当然，这个要求神有给我们有智慧。
Of course, we need wisdom from God to appreciate.
否则的话，常常啊，是适得其反。
Otherwise, it will give the opposite result.
好像我们中国人呢、啊，不没有习惯说我送太太花了什么没有。丈夫啊，生日啊，送太太一朵花，花有什么稀罕？然后外面就有了。他不懂得欣赏啊！你给他花干什么？你包括给他戒指，我都高兴得不得了。那花花我满年都是花。
There are some women, they may not appreciate the husband giving them flowers since they have it in their garden, but if you give them a ring, they will
appreciate it more. 所以彼此欣赏要用智慧的。
Therefore, to appreciate one another, it requires some wisdom.
因为最起码你要知道他喜欢什么。
Because at the very least, you must know what they like.
所以彼得讲的这个撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，因为亚伯拉罕呢、啊、被撒拉尊重，他很高兴、啊。
Here says that Sarah obeyed Abraham, and Abraham was happy.
所以亚伯拉罕非常爱撒拉的。
We see Abraham loved Sarah.
撒拉死的时候，他特别为他买一个很大的坟墓啊。
When Sarah died, he bought her a large grave.
后来还去跟他埋在一起、啊。
Later on, he even buried it beside her.
这个是从生前爱到死后。
This is to love her from while they're living and until the time.
这个就是建立在彼此欣赏这个上面。
It is built on the mutual appreciation.
这是第二点。
This is our second point.
我们休息十分钟哈，再继续。
We'll have a 10-minute break, then we'll continue.
大家请默祷。
Let's pray in silence. Verse 7.
你们做丈夫的，也要按情理与妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。第三点呢、啊，我要跟大家谈的就是夫妻之间呢、啊、要彼此体贴了，
Thirdly,
彼此体贴啊。
As husband's wife, you should treat each other well.
他特别提到做丈夫的人呢、啊，要按情理啊跟妻子同住。
Here it says husbands should live considerately with wives.
为什么？
Why?
因为妻子比你软弱。
Because women is of the weaker sex.
他这里所说的软弱，应该是指肉体上的软弱。
Here it probably meant that women are weaker physically.
因为妻子比你软弱，所以你要体贴她。
Because wives are weaker, therefore you must
try. 所以我们说爱就是体贴了。
Understand them.
那么这个情理哈，我们中文的我不晓得英文怎么翻译哈，这个说要按情理跟妻子同住，那个情理呀、啊。原文叫做知识，知识就是知道，就是了解的意思了。
And here it says live considerately with your wives, and the original language, considerately is written as knowledge.
换句话讲，你要跟妻子同住啊，你一定要先了解她，要认识她。
In other words, if you want to live with your wife, you must first try to understand her.
那你了解她了，你认识她了。你才有办法体贴她。
If you understand how you know her, then you can respect her.
所以说，彼此体贴啊，是建立在知识、了解的意思。
Therefore, to understand your wife, it's built on knowledge.
假如不了解哈，就无法体贴。
If you do not understand this person, you cannot understand.
啊，比如说你今天看到啊，已经早上九点多钟了，怎么太太还赖在床上不起来？你就破口大骂啊！懒惰的女人啊，九点钟了还不起床，预备早餐干什么？一直骂，一直骂。
If you do not understand your wife, you will probably yell at her when she is still in bed at 9 o'clock in the morning.
可是太太都没有反应啊。
But if the wife has no response,
那你就探个头去看看，哦，原来还躺着哎。
You will probably see that she is still lying in bed.
脸还有一点花红哎。
And you see that she's red in the face.
再摸摸看，哇，四十几度啊。
And if you touch on her forehead, you know that she has a fever.
刚刚骂错了。
And you realize you have rebuked her wrongly.
您感冒发烧啊？
You would say you have a cold and now you have a fever.
那你就不要起来哈，我来准备，我来准备。
Then don't get up and I'll prepare breakfast.
等一下，面包啦，咖啡啦，送到床边来了。
And afterward you would serve her in bed.
你好好的用啊。今天呢、啊，衣服我来洗啊。
You would say that rest today I will wash the clothes.
小孩子的事你不要操心了，一切都由我来。
I'll do the laundries and I'll take care of the children.
那刚刚你为什么那么凶？
Then why were you so mad earlier on?
那现在你又什么这么温柔体贴呢？
And now why are you all of a sudden so gentle?
就是因为刚刚没有知识，就是不了解，不知道。
It's because just now you have no knowledge of her.
现在我知道了。
Now that you know.
所以我很体贴啊。
Therefore, now you understand her.
所以彼得这个人，他结过婚，他知道啊，夫妻之间的体贴啊， 先建立在彼此的了解。
Therefore, Peter, being married before, he knew that you must live considerately.
这个是合真理的啦。
This is not according to the truth.
不知道、不了解，绝对不能体贴，这是一定的。
If you are ignorant, you will never understand the other person.
因为我了解她是软弱的器皿。
Because you understand that she is the weaker sex.
所以我才会体贴她。
Therefore, you will live considerately.
夫妻之间，假如站在对方的啊设身处地想一想。
If as husband and wife, if you were to step into the other person's shoes,
很多问题啊，应该可以迎刃而解。
Then many of the questions problems will be solved.
但是了解不简单。
But it's difficult to understand.
你有没有看到有的人谈恋爱啊，四五年啊，结婚了、啊、不到一个礼拜就闹了，为什么呢
？You have seen that there are some couples who have courted each other for more than 5 years, but less than 1 year.
这个爱情长跑啊，四五年呐、啊，这个不是完全了解，不可能。
During courtship, you do not fully understand a person.
人啊，如果没有生活在一起哈、啊，不是那么简单的。
If you have not lived together, you will never understand a person.
所以我常常跟那个年轻人讲啊，你不要看我婚姻是这么好啊，没有结婚过不知道啊。
I often say to youth, do not envy his marriage because you have never been through.
不是像童话故事那个白马王子啊，或、哦、到后来啊，爱情美满啊，不是这么简单的。
It is not like in the fairy tales where you have a prince charming.
我们这个懂得福建话也相当多哈、哦。这福建话有一句话说啊，困破三两秋，性情抓不住，是、哦、吧？夫妻呀、啊，睡破了三张草席了，个性还是抓不住了，还是不懂。
There's a Taiwanese saying that if husband and wife can sleep through three different mattresses, yet they still don't understand each other.
我曾经问过我们的老简长老，说这句话什么意思
？I used to ask Elder Jen what this means.
为什么困破三两秋，性情抓不住？他说啊，这个困破睡破了三张草席啊，表示哈、啊、最少生三个孩子了。
And he said that you have slept through three mattresses means you have at least three children.
一张草席，单单夫妻来睡是绝对睡不破的。
One mattress, you can never sleep through one mattress just by yourself.
那就是因为有孩子，那孩子尿尿了啊，湿了，湿了又在那玩啊、踢的，所以才会破了。所以最少生三个孩子，最少生三个孩子的夫妻的性情还是抓不到啊，还是不了解啊。
And when a child is born, he will first jump on the mattress, and therefore you need to change one. Therefore, we say you need to change three mattresses.
所以要了解对方啊，实在不简单。
Therefore, it's not easy to fully understand a person.
难怪你常常听到夫妻说，我真是不了解你这个人呐、啊，这真奇怪，今天怎么都不讲话。
Therefore, we probably hear a couple say to each other, "I don't understand you at all. Why aren't you speaking?"
其实他们已经结婚十几年了，今天我不了解你。为什么不了解
？They may have been married for more than a decade, yet they will still say to each other, "I do not understand."
人呐、啊，很善变。
We humans change easily.
尤其我早上讲的，一下子反叛期，一下子更年期啊，变来变去呀、啊，真是抓不着。
Especially this morning, I said that you may be at a rebellious age, or you may be going through menopause.
所以结婚以后，我们要求主帮助啊，接着多观察，多沟通。来了解对方。
Therefore, after marriage, we should pray to God to teach us to understand each other.
啊，这样才能体贴对方啊。
Only then you can treat each other well.
我们台湾有一位长老啊，他对长老娘很好。
There is an elder in Taiwan who treated his wife really well.
那个长老娘已经半身不遂了。
The elder's wife is already paralyzed.
就睡在床上啊，也不能起来。
She had to lie in bed.
自从这件事发生之后
，Ever since then，
这位长老哈、啊。谢绝所有的晚宴。
This elder have decided to turn down all dinner invitations.
每天晚上啊，一定回来陪太太吃饭。
Every night he would come home to have dinner with his wife.
真的是这样做、哦。
He did this.
然后临睡之前呢、啊、
？And before going to bed.
每天讲一个故事给她听。
He would tell her one story.
然后一起做祷告。
They would pray together.
然后才睡觉。
Then they would go to bed.
讲这样讲故事，天天一个故事啊，可不简单。
Every night there is a story.
讲了很久很久了。
This has gone on for a long time.
有一天呢，那个长老娘就说了。
One day, the elder's wife said.
说你那个故事哈、哦、是自己编的呢，还是去看书的呢
？She asked him, "Did you make up the stories, or did you get it from a book?"
哦，那个长老吓了一跳，怎么不好听吗
？The elder was shocked. He says, "Did I tell a bad story?"
他说不是。
She said no.
如果是你自己编的。
She said, "If you made the story up,
你现在呀、啊，日理万机呀、啊，还要想故事给我听呢、啊，于心何忍？不要了。
She said, "You are busy all day, and at night you have to make up a story for me. Don't do it anymore."
如果你看书的哈，你那个老花眼啊，已经几百度了，也太辛苦了。
If you read the story from somewhere, then don't because your eyesight is getting poor.
好了，我看从此以后啊，你就念一段圣经给我听听呢，我们做做祷告就好了。
And she says, starting from tonight, just read a few verses from the Bible, and then we'll pray together.
那个长老才晓得，原来是太太在体贴他了。
Only then that the elder knew that his wife was being considerate.
那个时候啊，他心里好温暖呐。
At that time, he felt a warmth in his heart.
不要紧的，有时候是自己想的，有时候是看的啦。
He says, that's all right. Sometimes I made up the stories, other times I read it from a book.
不过啊，你既然喜欢听圣经，我就读圣经吧。
But since you would like to hear some verses from the Bible, I'll start reading.
就这样子哈，到这个长老娘离开世界。
Right till the day when the eldest wife died.
所以啊，这一对夫妻啊，真是羡煞多少的年轻人。
Many couples have envied this elder and his wife.
体贴表示有爱。
They're considerate towards each other to show the love.
因为我爱她，才能够体贴她。
Because I love her, therefore I'm considerate.
所以婚姻呢，要从爱着手。
Therefore, the starting point of marriage is love.
启示录第二章，我们看一下。
Lesson two.
第二章第四节。
Chapter two, verse four.
启示录第二章第四节。
Revelation chapter two, verse four.
然而有一件事，我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。这句话我们常常在勉励在新婚的夫妻。
We often use this verse to encourage the newlyweds.
说你一定要把起初的爱心守住了。
That you must keep your initial love.
结婚的时候啊，就是起初吧。
The point of marriage is at the very.
刚结婚的时候，大家都很相爱的。
When you first got married, you love each other.
所以这个起初的爱心呢，一定要持守下去。
Therefore, you must keep this love you had at first.
主耶稣责备以弗所教会，你们把起初的爱心丢弃了。
Lord Jesus rebuked the church in Ephesus, saying that you have abandoned the love you had at first.
所以啊，结婚以后一定要把起初的爱心呢、啊，一直持守下来。
Therefore, after you get married, you must be able to keep this love.
现在我们这个结婚典礼，我不晓得这边是不是跟我们一样的哈？那都有铺一个红毯子，有没有？
没有结婚。
这里没有红毯子啊？哇！
还没有人结婚。
这里结婚没有走红毯子？
没有在会堂举行婚礼。
哦，这个会堂还没有婚礼啊？哈。我们都知道这个结婚呢、啊，一定要走一条红毯子，对不对？
Oh, we know that on your marriage, the day you marry, you have to walk on the red carpet.
这里还没有结婚典礼过，所以哈、哦，哪一位第一次结婚的最好奉献红毯子，因为我们那边也是这样，第一对享受的奉献最好。那这个红毯子不是装着漂亮的。
This red carpet is not for decoration's sake.
很多新郎新妇啊，走这个红毯子啊，好像说、这个本来就是这样铺的嘛。其实那个意义深长啊。
Many couple do not realize that there is something deep behind this carpet.
那个红毯子哦，从那一边呢、啊、走到这边，就是出生到今天的意思哦。
That the red carpet stretches from one end to the other end. It shows from birth to present.
出生到今天呢、啊，是两旁的亲友啊，帮助你长大。
The from birth to present, there are your relatives beside you, helping you all the way.
是爸爸妈妈陪你到前面来的。
Yeah, your father and your mother are helping you all the way to come to front.
结婚以后
，After marriage,
从这边走到那边就是结婚以后白头偕老的意思。
From the pulpit right to the other end, it means from the day of your marriage to the day that both.
所以你看这个红毯子这一条路啊，是人生的两个阶段。
Therefore, this red carpet is two stages of your life.
那么出去的时候没有爸爸牵着你的，是你们两个人手牵着手出去的。
When you leave, you will be holding on to each other.
这表示说结婚以后啊，你们要彼此体贴，彼此扶持，来走这一条婚姻的道路。
It shows that you must help each other. You must be considerate towards each other.
所以夫妻要婚姻圆满了，一定要把起初的爱心呢、啊、牢牢地守住。
Therefore, for husbands to have a happy marriage, they must keep each other.
有时候你看那个结婚以后啊，结婚典礼哈、啊，我不晓得各位年轻人有没有看过哈、啊。这个结婚典礼以后啊，要把那个新郎啊，要把新娘的面纱掀开，有没有？哦，有哈、啊，要掀开哈、啊。掀开是什么意思呢
？During the marriage, you see that the groom would lift up the bride's veil. What does this mean?
这个掀开本来是门头啊，表示新郎就是告诉新娘了。我接纳你的谦卑顺服，但是从今以后，我需要你出面来帮助我的意思哦，是这样的。
This simply means that the husband wants the wife to help him out from then on, to step out and help him out.
那现在问题就是很多年轻人把这个帕子掀开以后连看都不看了、啊、真是傻瓜、哎、
The problem is that now there are many youths, when they lift up the veil, they do not even look at the other person.
所以假如我主持婚礼、啊、我一定要叫新娘新郎、啊、看新娘掀开要看三秒钟一定要看
If I were to conduct a marriage, I would want the groom to stare at the bride for 3 seconds.
因为这一辈子、啊、就是今天、啊、最漂亮
Because in all their life, today is the most beautiful day.
大家都在看只有你不看那不是傻吗
Everybody will be staring at the bride and if you're not, aren't you stupid?
这一掀开、啊、一看就是把它印在脑中了这个脸、啊、我永远记住你的眼泪你的喜笑我都记住了是这个意思
And when you stare at her, you must remember to print her image into your mind.
当然新娘子也要看新郎
And of course the bride must stare at the groom
这样四个眼睛、啊、对了两三秒钟、啊、就是把它印起来叫做心心相印
This four, two pairs of eyes staring each other to print each other in their mind
从此以后我看到的人忧伤了我要体贴他高兴了我要跟他一起高兴这个就是彼此体贴
It is from then on that they must be considerate towards each other they must share their happiness
夫妻啊假如彼此体贴啊很多事情都可以解决了
If husbands and wives are considerate towards each other many problems can be solved
请看箴言第十章
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 10
箴言第十章的十二节
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12
十二节
Verse 12
恨能挑起争端爱能遮掩一切的过错这里说恨跟爱两个结果
Here it tells us hatred and love
恨只能够挑起争端
Hatred stirs up strife
你恨我我恨你是越来越越有争端、啊、
If we hate each other there shall be strife
但是彼此相爱彼此体贴能够遮掩一切的过错
But if you love one another You're considerate towards one another Then it can cover all offenses
所以我们说夫妻之间彼此体贴、哦、很多的缺点很多的软弱都可以盖过了
Therefore we say that if husbands and wives love each other They can cover up many of the weaknesses
因为体贴建立在爱这个事了
Because treating each other well is based on love
我听一个老人家讲、啊、
I once heard an elder person say
说有一对夫妻、啊、年轻的夫妻啊
It says that there is once a young couple.
啊，那刚好这个太太啊生产第一胎。
It happened that the wife is going through labor.
这个丈夫啊照顾得无微不至啊。
The husband was taking care of the wife.
一下子什么什么麻油鸡啦，一下子什么反正啊一样一直火煮啊煮给太太吃了。
The husband will be cooking delicious food for the wife.
一下子要泡牛奶呢，换尿布了，托斯先生来啊。
And the husband would also be taking care of the baby.
那刚好有一个朋友啊，送那个补药酒啊，中国的补药酒啊，最著名的哈。
And there happened to be a friend who is giving this husband a certain type of herbal wine.
然后太太就说啊，先生啊，你这么辛苦哈、啊，那个药酒你就喝了吧。
The wife,
being
considerate towards her husband, says he may drink the wine.
先生说：“哎，那怎么可以？这个是女人要补的，你那个坐月子啊，要多补啊，所以你要多喝。”
And the husband says that you have just been through labor, and therefore you should drink this wine.、
太太说：“不必了，我就躺在这里啊，已经吃了一天吃七顿了，不必再补药酒，还是你补了补吧。”
And the wife would say, "It is not necessary. I'm eating 7 meals a day, and therefore."
哦，两个人就体贴来体贴去了哈。
So they're being considerate towards each other.
太太就说你不喝我也不喝。
And the wife says, if you do not drink, I won't drink it.
好了，先生没有办法就拼命喝了，喝了一天都喝几杯了。
And therefore the husband would start drinking this wine.
喝到已经差不多快完了。
What right until the bottle is almost empty.
想看那个说明书看看，女人专用了。你看。
He then read the label on the bottle and says, for women only.
错了，错，已经错了。
Since he already drank the wine
女人专用的酒不晓得补男人的什么我就不知道、
Since this wine is only for women I don't know what it will do in men
是有过错没有错、啊、有过错
This is a mistake
但是因为爱所以遮盖了不要紧反正是太太体贴我所以才喝错了、啊、下次不要喝就好了
But because it's the wife wanting him to drink so the love covers up this mistake
爱才能体贴
Therefore I say loveBrings out consideration.
了解才能体贴
And understanding also brings out consideration.
所以彼此体贴一定先建在爱跟了解这两件事上
Therefore consideration is built on love
所以 假如没有这样子的话，不了解的话，啊，我看很多夫妻都无法体贴的。
If husband and wife do not understand each other, then they cannot treat each other with consideration.
那这个了解啊，一定要多观察，多沟通。
And therefore, this understanding requires observation.
所以我们常常看夫妻常常闹僵了哈，闹别扭啦，有时候吵架了，往往是芝麻小事而已。
We see that some couples would quarrel over small things.
我最近听一位传道人见证了。
Recently I heard a pastor.
这是传道人的见证哈，他自己在台上见证的。
He testified.
他自己的事了。
Testify his own things.
既然在台上讲了，应该是不怕人知道的。
Since he testified on the pulpit, he
confessed. 他说有一天呢，他这个年轻的传道去向那个比较年长的传道啊，这个埋怨了。
He said that a young preacher went to an elder preacher to complain.
啊，说长老啊，我早知道我这个太太啊，这个传道人这么差劲哦，我啊悔不当初，我结婚很错了。
He complained that if I knew my wife was like this, I would never marry her in the very beginning.
现在没有办法，已经三个孩子了。
And now we have three children already.
假如我不是当传道，我就跟她离婚了。
If I were not a pastor, I'll probably divorce her.
我那个长老听了这个事情很大，他说你怎么可以这样子呢？
The elder says, "Why would you say that?"
他说我那个传道娘真的不体贴我。
He says that my wife is not considerate.
上个礼拜了，我要去讲道。
Last week I was going.
我明明告诉他下午两点要讲道。
I told her I'm delivering a sermon at 2 p.m.
我一点钟啊就把这个冷气车子发动了，就开冷气等他。
At 1 o'clock, I already start up the car and turn on the air conditioning.
我想这样早一点去啊，我有半个小时可以祷告啊，休息一下。
I thought that if I go early, I have at least half an hour.
没有想到啊，他一直让我等到一点半才下来。
But she let me wait until it's 1:30.
然后我就开车去了。
Then we drove to church.
停了车剩下三分钟。
When we park our car,
匆匆忙忙跑进教会来。
I have to rush into a church.
写个题目，时间到了。
And after writing the title, time is up.
也没有时间做会前祷告。
There is no time for me to pray before.
我就匆匆忙忙上台。
And I went up to the pulpit.
讲得一塌糊涂啊。
I deliver a really bad sermon.
因为我在车上啊，一直埋怨。
Because in the car I was complaining.
我说难道一定要男人等女人吗？不能女人等男人吗
？I say that why is it that the man has to do the waiting.
难道一定要等三十分吗？不能等三分钟吗
？Why must I wait for 30 minutes? Why can't I just wait for 3?
你这样是破坏圣功啊！你影响我讲道啊
！I said that you are hindering my holy work.
这讲的具体，你撒旦啊，你知道吗
？To put it even worse and a worse situation, you are Satan.
那个传道人气得要命，想他算了，因为要聚会了，不要跟你吵了。
And the preacher's wife was silent because she thought she was going to church.
那个下午讲到真的讲得一塌糊涂啊，不晓得在讲什么。
And that afternoon he gave a really bad sermon. He doesn't know what he's saying.
聚会完更生气了。
After the service, he was even more angry.
今天呢，真的是魔鬼破坏，魔鬼。
Says that today Satan has hindered my work.
所以啊，那一个下午也不跟弟兄姊妹打招呼啊，一结束就去开车子就发动，就等在那边，我看看你要等多久。
So after service, he immediately went to his car. I started up and we decided to wait, see how long he has to wait for his wife.
那么传道娘带三个孩子参加儿童聚会，一直等四十几分钟。
And
儿童聚会嘛，是不是
？The his wife has to bring his children to attend the children's service.
就带着三个孩子又进入车子里面了。
So after 40 over minutes, she brought the children back to her car.
四十五分差不多了吧？啊，四十五分了。
Since 45 minutes is about right.
下一次大概五十分了。啊。
Next time is probably 50 minutes.
你知道你今天破坏圣功，你知道吗
？He said, "Did you know that you have hindered the holy work today?"
我从当传道到现在啊，到今天没有像今天讲到这样一塌糊涂的。
From the first day I was a preacher till now, I never delivered a bad sermon.
就开始一直骂。
And he began rebuking her.
但那个传道娘本来已经忍下来了，现在已经忍不住了。
And the preacher's wife, she had already bear it all, but now she can take it no longer.
你当什么传道你？
She said, "What kind of a preacher are
you?" 你是讲台上的传道啊，你不是讲台下的传道。
You are a preacher on the pulpit, not a preacher after below after you got up.
你单单在车里面等，我还要给三个孩子洗脸啊，换衣服，还要洗碗、关门啊、锁门，一个抱一个牵啊，从四楼下来啊。你三十分钟有什么不快啊？有什么不快
？She says that you have only to wait 30 minutes. I have to close the door, dress the children, and then wash the dishes.
你为什么不帮忙我呢
？Why won't you help me?
你帮忙一个我就够了。
If you were to help one of the children,
你还敢骂？还敢骂
？Earlier, and how dare you rebuke me?
我传道也很生气呀。
And pastor was very angry.
就是这样，他告诉这个老传道，你看我那个传道娘讲这不讲理呀，那个传道娘啊。
And she says that And he says that my wife is being so unreasonable.
长老一听说，哎呀，你才是不讲理呀。
The elder says you are the one being unreasonable.
要是我是你的太太啊，你最少要等一小时。
If I were your wife, you have to wait at least an hour.
你看那个要洗碗呐、啊，还要锁门呐、啊。还要把孩子换三个孩子换衣服啊，不是那么简单的。
He said that it's not easy to wash the dishes and then change the three children's clothes.
那你就晓得，发动车子开冷气，哇，吹得很舒服啊。人家太太还拼命在那上面的忙啊，你要快就要帮忙啊。
And the elder says all you know is to go get out the car, turn on the air conditioning, turn on the car and wait.
那经过这个老长老这样一讲啊，这传道人啊恍然大悟啊。真的，我真的没有体贴他，真的没有。
And upon hearing this, the preacher finally realized that he was in the wrong.
他就是在台上讲啊，我真的哈没有体贴的心，所以啊，我才这样责怪他了。
He says on the pulpit that because he is being inconsiderate towards his wife.
其实有些时候哈、啊、是先检讨自己。
And many times you must first try to examine yourself.
这样才能够去怪别人呐、
啊。Only then you can put the blame on.
你怪别人之前呢、啊，先想想自己。
Before you put the blame to others, you must first
think about yourself. 这个就是彼此体贴了。
This means.
所以彼得讲这个体贴是建立在了解，建立在爱这个两个事上。
Therefore, what Peter says here about living considerately is built on love.
我们再看彼得前书第三章第七节。
Let's read verse 7 again.
下面有一句话这样说。
It says in the latter verse.
说他是跟你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他。
You must honor her because you are joint heirs of the grace of life.
这里彼得啊，要做丈夫的敬重妻子。
Here it says to bestow honor on the woman.
我看到一个报道，一个基督徒的姐妹写的，就是根据这句话来发挥的。她说这个保罗啊是大男人主义，人家彼得就很有良心呐、啊，他叫男人要尊重妻子，这保罗啊，通通叫女人顺服丈夫，这很不公平呐、啊。
I have read.An article written by a sister says that Paul is chauvinistic, but Peter is a nicer man.
因为这个以弗所书是保罗写的，他叫妻子要敬重丈夫。
In the book of Ephesians written by Paul, it says that women must respect their husbands.
但是彼得却叫丈夫尊重妻子。
But here Peter is telling the husband to bestow honor on the woman.
其实圣经的话是互相造就的啦。
In fact, the verse in the Bible, they are.
保罗那句话跟彼得这句话加起来就是彼此尊重的意思。
What Paul said and Peter said, if you add them together, it means to respect one another.
所以彼得的意思啊，就夫妻之间呢、啊，第四个原则就是彼此尊重。
Therefore, the fourth principle of husband and wife is to respect one another.
这个就是婚姻的道理了。
This is the teaching of marriage.
所以我们说婚姻是一加一等于一。
Therefore, we say that marriage is one plus one.
这是两个人成为一体的意思。
That is two are joining to one.
但是婚姻也是一加一等于二。
But marriage is also one plus one equal to two.
为什么等于二？
Why is it equal to two?
因为结婚虽然是一体，但是还是两个人呢。
Because marriage, although they are joining to one,
这两个人是
two individuals.
不同的人。
These are two different people.
一个丈夫，一个妻子。
A wife, a husband.
结婚不是两个人加起来变成一个，不是啊。
And after marriage, they are not melt into one.
还是两个。
They're still two individuals.
所以才要彼此尊重。
Therefore, they respect one another.
那么这个尊重的道理啊，圣经讲很多。
The Bible gives us many teachings on respect.
主要就是头跟肢体的。
Major teaching is the head and the body.
圣经说男人是头。
Bible says the man is the head.
女人是肢体。
Women are the body.
这讲得很清楚了。
It's very clear here.
所以啊，肢体一定要尊重这个头。
Therefore, the body must respect the head.
因为他是头嘛。
Because the head is the head.
所以太太一定要尊重丈夫。
Therefore, the wife must respect the husband.
因为他就是头家了，他是主人了。
Because he is the head of the family.
但是做男人的不要忘记这个头啊，这个头不是在管人的头，是看顾的头哦，不要忘记。
But husbands must remember that this head is to manage the body.
有些男人以为他是头了，说我做作威作福了，好像是皇帝啊，发号施令啊，骂这骂那，不是，这个头是有眼睛的，是要看顾全身的头啊。
Some husbands thinking that their head, they live like emperors, giving out commands. But remember that a head has eyes; they must take care of the whole body.
我们这个头要注意哦，假如没有身体啊，你头放在哪里
？Without a body, where would you place the head?
没有这个太太这个身体支撑着，你头要挂在空中吗？
Without a body as a support, where would you hang your head?
所以今天啊，你这个头能够活动啊，是因为有身体撑着你啊。
Therefore, remember that you can move your head today because you have a body to support.
所以要尊重妻子了。
And hence we say to respect your
wife. 那做妻子要尊重头应该的，因为它是我的头嘛。
But as wives, you must respect your head because it's your head.
有的女人呢要跟男人争头，何必呢？
There's someone who would like to be the head too.
你就是女人，女人就是身体嘛，何必争头？让她去头痛就好了嘛，你何必？
As a woman, why do you want to be a head? Just let the man be the head and let him have the headaches.
再想想看，我们这个身体如果没有头，你这个身体像什么？
And next, if you have a body without a head, what is this body?
一个无头尸体在走路啊。
You would just be a headless corpse.
所以一定要把丈夫迎接到你的身体来，这样才是一个完整的人。
Therefore, you must bring the head to the body to become a complete person.
所以这个奥古斯丁哈，有一个教会历史家那个奥古斯丁，他讲的没有错。他说，神造女人的时候，不是是从肋骨来造的，拿肋骨来造女人的。
And the theologian Augustine says that when God created women, he took it up. He created women from a rib.
这个肋骨啊，不是最高，也不是最低。
This rib is not in the head. Is not in at the very bottom of the body.
神不是拿男人的头骨来造女人呢？不是。
God did not take a piece of bone out of the skull to create a woman.
假如拿头骨，好像女人高高在上了，可以爬到男人头上去了。
If he took a piece of the bone from the skull, that means the woman is.
也不是拿那个脚趾头的骨来造女人的。
He did not take create women from a bone in the feet.
所以太太不是被男人踩在脚下的。
Therefore, the man must not stand on his wife.
神造女人却拿肋骨，这个肋骨就在中心，心脏部分。
He created women from a rib near the heart.
这个肋骨不是不上不下，是最中心的意思，最重要的意思哦。
This rib is right in the middle. To show its importance.
所以你那个肋骨如果受伤哈，全身都痛了。
Therefore, if you are wounded in your rib, your whole body will ache.
假如不信的话，你可以重重的捶一下看看。
If you do not believe me, try to punch yourself.
肋骨一旦伤到了，全身都痛起来了。
If your ribs are wounded, you will feel the pain all over.
所以啊，女人不能受伤的。
Therefore, women must not be hurt.
我们不能欺负女人的。
We cannot take advantage of women.
因为她一旦受伤啊，全家都受伤了。
Because if she is wounded, then the whole family will hurt.
所以中国人讲这个安啊，平安的安很有意思啊。这个平安的安就是一个家下面一个女人呐、啊，这个叫安呐、啊。女人在家就安了、啊。
For the Chinese character for peace, it says it is a character of a house on top of a woman.
假如我们懂得这个道理啊，才会去尊重女人。
If you understand those, you will understand. You would.
因为太太是我们的肋骨啊。
Because your wives are your ribs.
所以最重要的部分。
The most important part of a body.
啊，所以你有没有看那个成功的男人啊？啊，在夸口的时候就是，哦，这样子哈、哦。
You always see a successful man patting himself on the rib.
这表示说，你看我有好的太太。
This shows that he has a good wife.
没有人拍大腿的，没有这样子的。
Nobody will pat themselves on a thigh.
任何人在拍，一定是拍胸部的。
They will always be patting themselves on the chest.
这个已经在暗示男人了，你今天。
We know that you need a good family to have a good career.
所以不管如何，一定要尊重太太。
Therefore, no matter what, you must always respect your wife.
那太太就尊重丈夫。
And your wife will respect your husband.
一个家不能两个头。
In a family, they cannot have two heads.
不是说丈夫是头，女人也是头，不是啦。
You can't have a husband being the head and the wife being the head also.
但是一个家也不能没有头。
But in a family, there must be one head.
所以神在创造婚姻的时候已经安排好了，男人是头，女人是身体，两个加起来是一体呀。
Therefore, when God instituted marriage, He already planned this out that man is the head of woman's body.
我在读那个美国总统林肯总统的故事。
When I was reading the story about on Abraham Lincoln,
他说这个林肯总统啊有一个好朋友。
President Lincoln had a good friend.
有一天呢、啊，这个好朋友啊，气急败坏的，匆匆忙忙跑到白宫去找他。
One day, his friend went to White House to visit him.
就见了总统就说了。
When he met Lincoln, he said,
总统，你评评理哈。
He says, Mr. President,
我那个太太讲这是不讲理呀。
He says, my wife is unreasonable.
总统说什么事啊？
And Lincoln asked, what's going on?
我今天哦，我的家已经这个很脏了，所以我就叫那个油漆的师傅啊来油漆的。
He says, my house is dirty, so I asked the painter to paint over my house.
师傅来，我就告诉他哈，有这个乳白色的，乳白色。
And when the painter was here, I told him to paint the house ivory white.
结果我太太说，哎，不可以，粉红色的。 粉红色。
My wife says no, she wants pink.
我说乳白色看起来很亮很柔很好。
I said the ivory white is a very nice, gentle, warm color.
你女人懂什么？
What do you women know?
太太说不是不是，粉红色看起来有爱，气氛的 romantic 好，非常好。
And the wife says no, pink is a better color, it's more romantic.
两个人就吵起来了。
And then both began to quarrel.
他一定要乳白色的。
He insisted on having
ivory white. 太太一定要粉红色的。
And she insisted on pink.
那个师傅就站在那边看他们吵啊。
The painter was standing aside, staring at them quarreling.
太太就讲了
The wife said,
如果你有乳白色的你就不要来收钱了
said to the painter, if you painted ivory white, don't come back for money.
一讲就到房间去不理他了
And then she went into a room.
那个师傅说好了那 你们商量好再打电话给我好了
And the painter says, why don't you discuss this with your wife and then call me back?
总统先生啊你看我的太太什么都管了连油漆都管了你看
And therefore the friend said to Lincoln, Mr. President, my wife takes care of everything, including the paint.
林肯总统啊，大笑一场说，你这个男人啊，什么不管，你管油漆啊。
And Lincoln say, you are a man, why do you want to be in charge of the paint?
像这种事，你男人管什么？
Why do you, as a man, want to take care of these things?
他现在是说我太太什么都管，连油漆都管。林肯骂他说，你什么不管，管油漆啊。
The friend says my wife wants to decide what color the house is. Well, the president says, why do you want?
骂一顿啊，就回去了。
To decide what color of the house.
哦，这个先生还是很生气啊。
And the husband was angry.
一个礼拜以后啊。
A week later.
笑眯眯的来了。
Came back smiling.
见到总统先生啊。
Saw the president.
总统说好吗？
And then he asked, how are you doing?
好好好。
Says everything is fine.
好吗？油漆好了没有？
Did you paint your house?
有了，有了。
Yes, we did.
什么颜色啊？
What color?
粉红色的。
Pink.
怎么会粉红色呢？
Why is it pink?
你不是说乳白色最好吗？
Didn't you think ivory white was better?
我说回去，我一直想，对了，那大男人管什么油漆？
And when I went home, I thought, thinking I'm a man, why should I care what the color of the house?
所以，我回去就打电话叫那个油漆师傅来了。
So I went home and phoned the painter.
油漆说决定了，我说决定，粉红色。
And I told him to paint the house pink.
回来啊，他就是对太太讲。
And when he came back, he said to wife.
他已经静下来了。
He has really calmed himself down.
他说：“太太，你讲的不错。”
He says, "You are right."
嘿，这个粉红色真的比较好，气氛比较好。
Pink is a better color; it's more romantic.
太太说：“没有没有，我还感觉到乳白色比较好。”
And the wife says, "No, no, I think ivory white is
better." 你讲的有道理呀。
You are right.
结果他也让，他也让了。
So now they both want each other's color.
所以就自作主张粉红色绝对没有错。
Therefore, he decided to paint the house pink.
不尊重的时候啊，我就是偏偏要这样子。
When they don't respect each other, they insist on their own ground.
你一尊重我，我也不好意思，我也尊重你了。
But when you respect me, I'll respect you.
人啊，这种动物就很奇怪啊。
Therefore, human is a strange animal.
明明我是无所谓的，但是因为你坚持，我偏偏要跟你反对一下。
In the past, it doesn't really matter, but because you insist on your grounds, I shall insist on mine.
尤其夫妻之间呢，常常是因为芝麻小事吵架，就是这样子。
Especially, couples, they often quarrel over the smallest things.
难怪彼得叫我们要彼此尊重。
No wonder Peter says respect one another.
我听到我们台南教会我们这边有台南来的，台南教有一个弟兄做医生的。
In Tainan Church, we have a brother who's a doctor.
有一天呢，结婚典礼完了。
One day after the matrimony, wedding ceremony.
他把那个新郎叫到客厅去啊。
He took the groom aside.
我刚好在客厅坐着。
I happened to be there.
他说：“我告诉你一个秘诀
He said, "I'm giving you a secret."
你今天刚刚结婚了。
You have just been married.
婚姻幸福的秘诀只有两句话。
The secret to marriage is only in two phases.
那最好不要给太太听到。
Make sure that your wife does not.
哎呀，我在那去想，这今天第一天你就叫什么不好的事啊？怎么怕太太听到的哈
？I kept thinking to myself, why are you telling him this?
他说我已经结婚30多年了。
He says I've been married for over 30 years.
我到现在非常美满。
Right until today, I'm still happy.
就是坚持这两字秘诀。
It is because I've maintained on these two.
绝对不要让太太知道。
Make sure you do not tell your wife the secret.
那新郎就点点头了。
The groom nodded his head.
那个姓陈陈弟兄呢，他就说了第一句。
And Brother Chen says the first phrase.
我就是这样子男人管大事，女人管小事。
Says a man will take care of the more important things, and the women will take care of the less important
things. 结婚三十多年了，我们家都没有大事。
In my 30-year marriage, there has nothing major happened in our house.
那个新郎点点头，不晓得听懂没有？他说：“哦哦哦。” 男人管大事，哦，他听得很高兴的。男人管大事，哦，这个很好。对，女人管小事，女人嘛，啊，但是三十多年，问题是三十多年没有大事啊。
So I do not know whether the groom understood this, but it seems good to hear that men will take care of the important things and women take care of the lesser important things.
第二个秘诀。
But the second secret comes.
太太的意见跟我相同的时候。太太的意见跟我相同。
When my wife's idea and my idea are the same.
就按照我的意思去做。
We will do according to me.
太太的意思跟我不同的时候，就按照太太的。
If we have different ideas, then we'll do according to hers.
这个新郎头，哦，知道知道。
Again, you see the groom nodding his head.
我很怀疑那个新郎到底听懂没有。
I doubt if the groom understood what he said.
真的，两个秘诀。
These two secrets.
男人管大事，是不是？
Men will take care of the important things.
我相信所有天下男人听得都很高兴的。男人管大事。
I believe every man upon hearing this will be glad.
最好我们家没有大事了。
The best.Would be that there is nothing important in our house.
其实啊，这个尊重啊，尊重太太跟怕太太不同。
Respecting wife and fearing wife are two totally different things.
怕太太有什么不好意思啊？
What's wrong with fearing your wife?
尊重不是怕。
Respect is not fear.
啊，就算怕了，怕的对有什么关系啊？
Even if you're afraid of her, so what if you're right?
很多男人说，我才不怕太太呢。哪一个男人不怕太太？你说哪一个？
Many men say,
包括我在内了。
I do not fear my wife.But have you seen a man who doesn't fear?
我看了，啊，全世界男人都怕太太的。
I believe that all men of those who are afraid of their wives.
有一天她罢工了，你就怕了。
If one day she were to go on strike, you will probably fear.
其实不是怕，是尊重。
In fact, it's not fearing the wife.
我因为爱，所以我尊重你。
I respect you because I love you.
这个跟怕扯不上关系的。
This has nothing to do with fear.
啊，就算怕，怕的队友没有什么关系啊。没有什么好害羞的吧。
Even if you do fear her, but you have a good reason for it, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
我听说有一个连长啊，当兵的连长啊。
I remember there was a leader in the command.
哦，很凶哦，对这个的部下都很凶啊，骂。
A commander of a troop, he would always yell at his soldiers.
有一个兵哥被他骂得很气啊，怕太太的连长有什么好夸耀的？怕太太的连长，暗中在骂了。
There was a soldier was so angry. He said.To himself that you are even afraid of your wife.
Oh, why should I fear? 被他骂，这个连长很生气呀。
When the commander heard it, he was angry.
Oh, 你还骂我怕太太。
You said that I'm afraid of my wife.
有一天啊，他要考验一下，到底我这个一百个部下有几个怕太太的。
Therefore, he says he wanted to try out among his soldiers how many of them are afraid of their
wife. 所以他就把他集合起来。
So he gathered all his men.
就从那边到这边画一条线。
He drew a line in the middle.
画一条白线啊。
He drew a white line.
他大声宣布。
And he announced loudly.
怕太太的站这一边。
If you are afraid of your wife, please stand on one side.
不怕太太的站这一边。
If you are not afraid of your wife, please stand on the other side.
结果啊，98个站这个怕太太的了，98个。
98 of his men stood on the side.
只有一个，一个不怕太太的站这一边的。
Only one who does not fear his wife stood on the other side.
但是其中还有一个站在那个线上。
There is one.There's one that stood on the line.
这个连长很高兴了，感谢啊，很感谢，98个跟我一样怕太太啊。
And so this commander was very happy. Says there are 98 of them just like me, afraid.
他先去问那个不怕太太的。
And so he went to the one who does not fear his wife.
你不怕太太吗？
Aren't you afraid of your wife?
他说不是啊。
He says no.
那你为什么站这边？
And he says why are you standing on this side?
因为太太说我人多的地方不要去。
My wife said to me, "Don't go to any crowded places."
我看那边人多。
I've seen that there are more people on the other side.
哇，他一想啊，这个更怕。
So the commander said to himself, "This one fears his wife even more."
他都找那个现在站在线上的啊。
He went to the one standing on the line.
你到底是怕还是不怕
？Are you afraid or not afraid of your wife?
你要站好。
You gotta decide.
他说，连长，你这个当命令下得太快，我来不及打电话问了。我不敢随便啊。
He said that you ask such this question so suddenly. I can't decide. I have to call.
哦，他才晓得原来啊，这两个是更怕。
And he realized that these two fear the wife even more.
所以我说天下没有一个不怕太太的了。
Therefore I say there isn't a man who's not afraid of his wife.
并不是说太太很凶，其实是男人对女人的一种尊重。
Doesn't mean that the wife is fierce, rather they are respecting the wife.
这个尊重啊，就合乎圣经教训的。
And respecting the wife is a teaching from the Bible.
因为他尊重我们是头，我们尊重他是撑着我的身体呀、啊。
Because women respect us as head, and we respect them as a body. That supports
没有他，我就不平安了。
Without her, I shall not be in peace.
因为有他，所以我才能够做头。
Because I have her, and I can be the head.
所以我要尊重她。
Therefore, I must respect her.
这个就是彼得的教训。
This is a teaching of Peter.
我们最后看一节啊、哦。
Let's read a final verse.
第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
他说：“这样子便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。”这个最后一句话的意思、哦、就是叫我们彼此代祷了。
The last sentence is that it means that we must pray for each other.
夫妻之间呢，要彼此代祷。
Husbands and wives must pray for each other.
每个人都有他的软弱。
Everybody has their own weaknesses.
就连男人也是一样。
Including men.
所以一定要彼此祷告。
Therefore, we must pray for one another.
啊，有些太太呀、啊，常常为孩子祷告。
Some wives would often pray for the children.
孩太一咳嗽啊，生病发烧啊，拼命祷告。
When the children are sick, she would pray.
但是却常常忘记为丈夫祷告。
But she often forget to pray for her husband.
我们的丈夫啊，你要花点时间为他祷告。
And for her husband, she must spend some more time.
因为哈、哦，男人的引诱比较大。
Because men have more temptations.
因为男人的接触面比较多。
Because men get in touch with more
people. 尤其这个金钱。
Especially when it comes to money.
女色。
Temptations.
还有
desire, lust,
酒。
Wine.
这些、啊、都是男人的引诱。
Alcohol. All these are the temptations.
假如在这几样事上不失败的话，已经站在不败之地了。
If he had not fallen on any of these three grounds, then he has stood on firmly.
那因为很软弱，所以做太太一定要帮助丈夫祷告。
But since the husband is weak, the wives must intercede for him.
我们并不是说丈夫不必为太太祷告，不是这意思。
We're not saying that the husband need not intercede for wife.
但是事实上啊，男人的试探比较多。
But in fact, men faces greater temptations.
一般来讲啊，婚姻的失败哈、啊，男人失败的比较多。
Generally speaking, it is the men who failed on their marriages.
因为啊，男人是比较会。见异思迁呢、啊、
？Because men are likely to forget their wives.
比较会喜新厌旧。
They will probably love someone newer.
这个是一个毛病。
This happens.
所以太太要为男人祷告。
To be a weakness in man.
尤其我们在教会里面呢，做妻子一定要多祷告。
In church, wives must pray more often than men.
那祷告可以保守丈夫。
You pray to protect, for God to protect
husband. 我现在讲圣经两个例子哈。
I will give two examples.
说祷告跟不祷告的差别。
The difference between prayer and not praying.
第一对啊，就是这个以撒跟利百加。
First couple is Isaac and Rebecca.
他们结婚19年，没有生孩子。
They have been married for 19 years with no children.
所以后来以撒跟利百加两个人就一起祷告。
And later on, Isaac and Rebecca prayed together.
到了第20年呢、啊，生双胞胎。
On their 20th year, they had a set of twins.
所以以撒跟利百加的困难就是结婚很久没有生孩子。
The problem facing Isaac and Rebecca was that they were childless.
那接着祷告解决了。
Through the prayer, the problem was solved.
好了，下一个是雅各跟拉结。
Next is Jacob and Leah.
雅各非常的爱拉结。
Jacob loved Rachel very much.
拉结也爱雅各。
Rachel loved Jacob.
但是结婚以后也是没有生孩子。
But after marriage, they have no children.
没有生孩子，他不能学习爸爸这样祷告解决，他两个人吵架了。
And having no children, they did not follow the example of their parents. They quarreled with each other.
他怎么吵架的呢？
What did they say to each other?
创世纪30章记载，拉结对雅各这样说。
In Genesis chapter 30, Rachel said to Jacob,
说你要给我儿子。
Says give me a son.
要不然我要去死了。
Or I'll die.
雅各说，给你不生育的是神，不是我啊。
And Jacob says, I'm not the one deciding whether you should have children.
你怎么可以讲这种话呢？
How can you say such a thing?
要死就是死啊。
If you want to die, go ahead.
没有生孩子要去死了。
And she did not have a child, she wants to die.
雅各说百口莫辩，我说我最爱你啊，我不是不爱你。
And Jacob said, I love you the most.
但是神叫你不生，我有什么办法？
But if God were to close your womb, but
你怎么可以怪到我身上来呢？
How can you blame me?
你怎么可以说你要去死呢？
How can you say you want to die?
结果呢，没有解决，问题没有解决。
The problem was not solved.
所以哈、哦，这两对夫妻啊、哦，这两对夫妻困难完全一样。
We see that these two couple face the same problem.
但是以撒这对夫妻用祷告解决。
But Isaac, this and his wife solved the problem through prayer.
雅各用吵架去解决，结果没有解决。
And Jacob argued with his wife, and the problem was still there.
所以我们要劝弟兄姊妹，我们夫妻之间呢，一定有一些困难存在。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, between you and your spouse, there will always be problems.
这些困难呢，千万不要责怪对方。
Do not put the blame on the other party.
也不必吵架。
There is no need for arguments.
把你们的重担呢，困难放在主耶稣面前。
Place your burden before Lord Jesus.
我们最后看一节圣经哈，
马
太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19。
马太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19。
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。这是主耶稣讲的啊，会讲的真理的。
This is what Jesus said。
你们中间有两个人，两个人。
If two of you,
这两个人可以是兄弟，
these two can be brothers,
也可以是朋友，
can be friends,
也可以是父子，
can be father and son,
但是这两个人可以是 说是夫妻的，
and they can be a couple.
夫妻啊，遇到什么困难的事，
if two of you met with a problem,
他说同心合意的祈求天上的父为他们成全。
If they can agree on earth about anything they ask, it shall be done.
所以啊，遇到困难的时候，千万不要吵架。
Therefore, when faced with problems, never quarrel.
也不要责怪对方。
Never put the blame on the other person.
我们要同心跪下来祷告。
We should kneel down and pray together.
我相信呢，每个家庭呢都有困难。
I believe every family has a problem.
所以我们中国人说啊，家家有本难念的经。
Therefore, in Chinese, we said every family has a difficult book.
感谢主，我们家家也有这本经啊，可以解决那个经啊。
I believe, I thank God that we have this Bible to solve that problem.
所以大家要读圣经。
Therefore, we must read the Bible.
双脚啊，跪下来。
We must kneel on our knees.
困难可以解决的。
Then our problems are solved.
人家说，你双脚发抖的时候，跪下来就不抖了。
Some people say that when you tremble, kneel down, you will tremble no longer.
当我们有困难的时候，跪下来可以解决的。
When you have a problem and you kneel down, everything can be solved.
因为当我们同心合意跪在神面前呢，神会听我们祷告的。
When we pray in accordance to each other,And to God,
这个就是
God will solve our problems.
啊，这就是我们信耶稣的宝贵。
This is the preciousness of believing.
尤其我们教会啊，有圣灵同在。
Especially in our church, we have the Holy Spirit.
我们借着祷告，祈求圣灵充满。
Through prayer, we ask Holy Spirit to fill us.
然后把我们的困难解决了。
And to solve our problems.
婚姻关系啊，非常微妙。
The relationship of a husband and wife is strange.
有的结婚了几十年还学不会。
And some people have been married for decades, they still can't learn this lesson.
其实啊。婚姻生活很简单。
And in fact, this lesson is easy.
彼得给我们讲五个原则。
Peter has given us five principles.
一，彼此感化。
One, to win over one another.
彼此欣赏。
To appreciate one another.
彼此体贴。
To be considerate towards one another.
彼此尊重。
To respect one another.
互相代祷。
And to intercede for one another.
就这么简单而已。
This is so simple.
假如这个原则我们知道了，
If we know this principle,
我们就这样靠主去做，
And we do accordingly.
我相信呢，每一个人的婚姻呢，可以扎根，可以开花，也可以结果。
I'm sure that your marriage can be rooted, can bear fruits, and can bear flowers and then fruits.
结婚很容易。
It's easy to get married.
过美满婚姻生活才不简单。
And the hard part is leading a happy married life.
就好像我们弹琴很容易。
It's just like it's easy to play the piano.
但是要弹得好琴呢、啊，要下功夫喽。
But to play the piano well, it needs time and effort.
有时候琴瑟难和鸣啊。
Sometimes it's difficult to play.
一弹啊，调子都不同了。
When you play the tune, it may sound different.
因为我们没有练习啊，没有苦练呢、啊。
Because you haven't practiced enough.
婚姻也是这样子。
Same thing with marriage.
你不能可想说我一结婚了、啊，我样样把一百顺啊，样样都顺利，不可能的。
It is impossible that after you get married, everything will go smoothly.
我们要花点时间去练习。
It takes time. You
need to practice. 就好像婚姻好像种花一样。
Marriage is like gardening.
你多浇水，多施肥。
You plant a seed and you
多照顾
water it,
才能够开花
The seed will germinate and bloom.
结婚很容易
Marriage is easy.
要紧的是怎么过婚姻的生活
Getting married is easy, but the important thing is how to lead a married life.
最后我讲两句话
Finally,
愿天下有情人、啊、多成眷属
Hope that all lovers can become couples.
也愿天下眷属都是有情人
I hope that all couples are lovers.
尤其我们大家
Especially all of us
我这几天、啊、很冷静地观察我们每一对夫妻
And this week I've been observing every couple
不晓得这个移民的夫妻是比较好还是什么，都很好啊。
I think I see that almost every couple.
所以我一直要把一对一对凑起来啊，因为有些是凑不起来。
Immigrated.
现在我凑了已经差不多一二十对都有了，可以凑起来。这个跟那个一样的啊，我可以凑的啊。我暗暗观察不错，感谢主。
I've tried to match people, and thank God I've observed couples here.
这个不错的婚姻一直要维持下去。
And this happy couple must
continue their life. 但是我也发现很多是一个人在这里的。
But I've also found that many of the couples,
先生不在这里。
Is here. The husband's not here.
有的是太太不在这里。
Some of their wives are not here.
这个我倒有一点小建议啊。
So I have a little suggestion.
假如是短时间不得已的情形，还要情有可原。
If it's just for a short time and for a good reason, then it's fine.
假如太长期了，我建议后不要。
If it's for a long time, that suggests to stop this.
不要内在美啊，外太空啊，不要。
Do not have inner beauty, but be far apart.
这个哈、哦，不是说啊、你什么有什么问题，但是啊，人都是感情动物啊。
This doesn't mean that there is a problem, but rather we are all sentimental.
感情动物哈、哦，经不起呀、啊、长久离开。
Therefore, we probably cannot endure this passage.
所以，就算要长久离别啊，你也要飞一飞啊，两个人啊，不要像牛郎织女啊，一年才一次，不可以。
You should not.Meet each other only once a year.
我们当传道的是不得已的。
As pastors, we have to do it.
你们呐、啊，假如不是为了什么太大的问题哦，最好是一起住。
But if for you, if it's not for any good reason, make sure that you do live together.
因为到底是夫妻嘛。
Because you are husband and wife.
人生不长久。
Life is not long.
能够一起当夫妻呀、啊，不过几十寒暑而已。
And to be able to be a husband and wife is only for a few days.
所以能够尽量啊在一起要克服困难才好。
Therefore, if you can be together, it's best.
这样子才能够真正享受人生之乐了。
Then you can enjoy life.